insects or an air blower rose above the other noises. It seemed to come from the massive stone wall of the New York Stock Exchange building. I watched the people. They hustled up and down the street, leaving their offices, hurrying home, or heading to a restaurant or bar to discuss business. A few walked in tandem and chatted with each other. Most, though, were alone and silent. I tried to make eye contact. It didn't happen. The wail of a car alarm drew my attention down the street. A man rushed out of an office and pointed a key at the car. The alarm went silent. I sat there quietly for a few long moments. After a while, I reached into my pocket and pulled out a neatly folded piece of paper, covered with statistics. Then I saw him. He shuffled along the street, staring down at his feet. He had a scrawny gray beard and wore a grimy overcoat that looked especially out of place on this warm afternoon on Wall Street. I knew he was Afghan. He glanced at me. Then, after only a second of hesitation, he started up the steps. He nodded politely and sat down beside me, leaving a yard or two between us. From the way he looked straight ahead, I realized it would be up to me to begin the conversation.
"Nice afternoon."
"Beautiful."
His accent was thick.
"Times like these, we want sunshine."
"You mean because of the World Trade Center?" He nodded.
"You're from Afghanistan?"
He stared at me.
"Is it so obvious?"
"I've traveled a lot. Recently, I visited the Himalayas, Kashmir."
"Kashmir?"
He pulled at his beard.
"Fighting?"
"Yes, India and Pakistan. Hindus and Muslims. Makes you wonder about religion, doesn't it?"
His eyes met mine. They were deep brown, nearly black. They struck me as wise and sad. He turned back toward the New York Stock Exchange building. With a long, gnarled finger, he pointed at the building.
"Or maybe," I agreed, "it's about economics, not religion."
"You were a soldier?"
I couldn't help but chuckle.
"No, an economic consultant."
I handed him the paper with the statistics.
"These were my weapons."
He reached over and took them.
"Numbers?"
"World statistics."
He studied the list, then gave a little laugh.
"I can't read."
He handed it back to me.
"The numbers tell us that 24,000 people die every day from hunger."
He whistled softly, then took a moment to think about this, and sighed.
"I was almost one of them."